The first one I'm going to talk about, and I put it up to the top of the list because I'm going to give you a reference to some material. But the first one is hostility towards the mediator. And believe it or not, that happens sometimes, and it takes many forms. I had a lawyer in my office the other day, and it was clear that he, I can't say names or anything like that, but it was clear that he was not at mediation to compromise, and he was not at mediation to listen to anything I had to say or to allow me to talk to his client about any of the issues in the case. He was at mediation to, in a very hostile way, expressed to me that there was only one number and one number alone that would settle the case. And the case was probably not worth that number, except that there were some mad facts in the case. And so he had assigned an extra value to the case because of the mad facts. Was he right? Was he wrong? I don't know. But he was there solely to let me know that, it seems, and to let me tell the other side that. Well, in my opinion, he didn't need to be at mediation. That's not what mediation's for. I think that person, a very hostile person, very high conflict personality, could have done that same thing in a letter or going over to the lawyer's office or what have you. But hostility towards the mediator, it really doesn't get you anywhere in the mediation process. So that's one form it takes. The other forms of it, I saw the other day, I had a case in the office, and this was not a good plaintiff's case. It was bad. It wasn't a personal injury case. But the lawyer clearly needed help with his client because his client was way off track.